This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and China's President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, where they're participating in the G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to their grandchildren to reduce carbon emissions.
Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set.
Mr. Xi said he hoped the announcement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those that account for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the accord. So far, only 23 have done so. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. Trump told the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International that he wants their input into his campaign.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African American community. Traditionally, that community has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending. This is VOA News. Turkish tanks on Saturday crossed into Syria to the west of a frontier town seized by the Islamic State group last week. The private Doğan news agency reported at least 20 tanks and 5 armored personnel carriers crossed at the Turkish border town of Elbeli across from the Syrian town of Al-Rai. The move marks a new phase of Operation Euphrates Shield, aimed at sealing off the last stretch of border controlled by Islamic State group fighters. Hundreds of residents of Davao City in the Philippines attended a memorial mass Saturday for victims of an explosion at a night market. The attack in the southern hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte killed at least 14 people. The blast is believed to have been the work of Abu Sayyaf extremists. Duterte declared a nationwide state of lawlessness on Saturday, but insisted that declaration did not amount to an imposition of martial law. The state of lawlessness allows troops to be deployed in urban centers to back up the police in setting up checkpoints and increasing patrols. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint on Sunday. In front of thousands of lay volunteers from around the world in St. Peter's Square, Francis made the remarks and to those including volunteers who rescued survivors from the August 24th earthquake in central Italy. Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa. The nun, who before her death in 1997 cared for the sick and destitute who were dying in the streets of India, was also a Nobel Prize winner. Meanwhile, the former Hurricane Hermine has been downgraded to a subtropical cyclone, but it is expected to strengthen as it moves over warmer water. Tropical storm warnings are in effect from the Carolinas as far north as Connecticut, with dangerous storm surge expected along the coast from Virginia to New Jersey. Governors all along the coast have announced emergency preparations. The National Hurricane Center said the tropical storm center was about 144 kilometers off of North Carolina's Outer Banks, with top sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday that was felt through a large part of the central United States. No injuries have been reported, but local news reports say residents of Oklahoma City reported damage. The U.S. Geological Survey said the likelihood of casualties or vast damage is low. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.